This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A male birth control gel is safe and effective, a new trial shows. After decades of attempts to develop new birth control medications for men, scientists are developing effective male birth control. And with new abortion restrictions, demand is growing. One tester of the new gel was Logan Whitehead, 24. Every morning for a year and a half, he rubbed a clear gel on his shoulders, waited for it to dry, then went about his day as usual. Whitehead said, "It was basically like a hand sanitizer solution. Smelled like hand sanitizer, looked like hand sanitizer." But the gel wasn't hand sanitizer. It was a hormonal solution meant to block Whitehead's sperm production. The gel was male birth control. Whitehead was a volunteer in a phase 2 trial for the gel. The product contains testosterone and a synthetic hormone called nesterone that reduces sperm production. It's the most advanced among a crop of novel birth control options for men. Nesterone is a type of synthetic hormone called a progestin that's also used in the female contraceptive vaginal ring. Combining nesterone and testosterone in the new gel is meant to keep men from producing sperm without affecting their sex drive or causing side effects. If the Food and Drug Administration approves the gel, Whitehead said he would definitely keep using it, especially after seeing his partner struggle with available female birth control options. The trial for the hormonal gel involved 222 men aged 18 to 50 who applied 5 milliliters of the gel, about a teaspoon, to each of their shoulder blades once a day. Initial findings showed that the contraceptive worked faster than expected. After 12 weeks of applying the gel every day, 86% of trial participants achieved sperm suppression, meaning they had only up to 1 million sperm per milliliter of semen, the amount that researchers deem effective for contraception. On average, the timing for effective contraception was 8 weeks. Using the male contraception, subjects had 1 million sperm per milliliter of semen compared to sperm counts without contraception of 15 million to 200 million per milliliter. The men in the gel clinical trial showed low enough blood levels of testosterone that they maintained their normal sexual function. After decades of early stage attempts and failures, there are no federally approved male birth control drugs. Another trial in the UK has shown that its non-hormonal pill, YCT-529, is safe and free of side effects. The San Francisco company's non-hormonal pill works by blocking the vitamin A receptor, important for male fertility. Separately, a Charlottesville, Virginia medical device company, ContraLine, is developing a non-hormonal male birth control method that involves injecting a gel into the vas deferens, the tubes that transport sperm from the testicles. Injecting the gel, called Atom, involves a single 15-minute procedure. The gel is meant to stay in place for years. ContraLine compares the long-acting reversible contraceptive to the intrauterine device, or IUD, for women. In a clinical trial in Australia, the result was a 99.8% to 100% reduction in the number of motile sperm within 30 days of the procedure. ContraLine hopes to start testing Atom in the U.S. in 2025. Because ContraLine is developing Atom as a medical device and not a drug, it may be able to go through a speedier clinical trial and regulatory process than contraceptive drugs like the hormonal gel, experts say. The company hopes for an FDA approval in 2027. U.S. and global surveys have found that men are willing to use contraception. Heather Vadat, the Male Contraceptive Initiative's executive director, said interest in male birth control has been on the rise since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. The number of young women and men choosing permanent birth control, such as vasectomy and tubal ligation, has increased sharply after the court's decision and continues to rise. Unlike a vasectomy, each of the new male contraceptive methods is reversible, so men can stop using them and regain their ability to have children. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.